Arab leaders have begun 2 days of meetings in Amman, Jordan. It's the first regular Arab League summit since the Gulf War. They'll be addressing a wide range of topics, from support of the Palestinian uprising against Israeli occupation to Arab economic integration. But a dispute over Iraq is threatening efforts to present a unified Arab stance at the summit. From Amman, Kate Seeley reports.
It's not easy getting representatives of the 22-member Arab League to reach a consensus, and this week's summit is not promising to be an exception. The main focus of the meeting is the Palestinian issue. Arab leaders are expected to endorse political and financial support for the Palestinians in their ongoing struggle against Israeli occupation. But a dispute over Iraq is threatening to overshadow the talks here. During preparatory meetings, Arab foreign ministers were unable to agree on the language of a resolution on Iraq. Jordanian Minister of Information, Talib Rifai, says all Arab states agree that the decade-old UN sanctions against Iraq must end. But he added there are other considerations.
We all want to lift the sanctions, including many of the Gulf states that have been affected by the events of the 1990s and particularly Kuwait. However, one also have to acknowledge that there are serious concerns to countries like Kuwait.
Kuwait and Saudi Arabia said they will not endorse a demand by Iraq to end the embargo unless conditions are attached. They want a full apology for Iraq's 1990 invasion of Kuwait and assurances it won't happen again, demands that Iraq has rejected. Nabil Sharif of Jordan's El Desteur newspaper says the dispute comes as no surprise.
There has been a split in the Arab world in 1990 as a result of Iraq's invasion of Kuwait, and we have not until now recovered from that split.
But Sharif says the mere fact that the Kuwaiti-Iraqi issue is being addressed is an accomplishment of sorts.
I think everybody has come to this conviction now that this summit, as far as the Iraqi-Kuwaiti question, is not going to resolve everything. It's going to constitute a step on a long way towards a resolution of this issue.
On the Palestinian front, the summit is expected to endorse Yasser Arafat's demand for deployment of a UN protection force in the West Bank and Gaza. Israel has rejected the proposed UN force, and the United States has vowed to use its veto if the issue comes to a vote in the Security Council. Another potentially contentious issue for the summit is the question of financial support for the Palestinian Authority. At an emergency summit in Cairo last fall, Arab nations pledged $1 billion to the Palestinians. So far, very little of it has been allocated. Arab League officials say they're concerned about the Palestinian government's lack of financial transparency. But they have said the summit will approve an aid package for the Palestinians, consisting of $40 million per month. Palestinian Minister of Economy and Trade, Maher Masri, says it's the least they can do.
If the Arab states do not come up with the necessary money that at least make us survive, make us go on in our lives, then all their political statements mean nothing.
Political analyst Labib Kamhawi predicts the summit will be all rhetoric anyway. He says little of substance will emerge, especially on issues like pressuring Israel to return Arab lands and lifting the sanctions against Iraq. Once again, he says, Arab leaders will disappoint their people.
I would say that the Arab heads of states, most of them are more interested in preserving their lot more than really addressing the thorny issues and trying to solve them.
They have agreed, however, to make the summits a regular annual event. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Amman.